If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, Henry is on the phone with us today. He wants to call a girl named Leslie. They met at a 5K before the race. He was like, "Hey, I bet you if I beat you, I have to take you out for lunch." And then she giggled and was like, "Okay." And then he ended up beating her, and they went out to lunch, and apparently they had a romantic lunchtime date after their race. And at a certain point, that romantic lunch date turned straight up down and dirty when he says the conversation turned to all sorts of sexual things, something that usually doesn't happen over lunch on a first date. So he's very confused how he would have this open of a conversation with a girl and she would not be calling him back. Henry, are you ready to give Miss Dirty Talk a call?
I'm ready.
And find out why she's not getting back to you?
I'm ready.
Right. And are you thinking of her as like this could be a potential girlfriend, or are you just really curious on whether or not she truly is wild in the sack?
Both.
Okay.
All right.
That's commendable. Nice.
I'm going to dial her phone number right now, see if we can get her on the phone and find out why she's not getting back to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Leslie, please?
Yes, this is her.
Hey, Leslie, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm okay. Who is this?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
What exactly is this regarding?
It's regarding somebody that you recently went on a date with.
What?
Yeah. You recently went out on a date with somebody that listens to our show, and you haven't been calling them back, so he actually emailed us to see if we could get you on the phone and find out why you've been blowing him off.
Who is it?
His name is Henry.
Oh, Lord.
You remember Henry? He said that you guys met at a 5K and then went out for lunch after?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a reason why you're not calling Henry back? He says he's tried to get a hold of you a bunch.
There definitely is a reason.
Do you mind sharing it with us so that we can tell him?
I don't even know what happened. It was like, you know, when I met him at the road race, he was really funny. He was, you know, telling some jokes, and I thought that was kind of cute. And
he said that he made a little bet with you before you guys started running.
Yeah, he did. It was kind of cute. It was a little cocky, but it was cute.
All right. Well, it sounds like you liked him a lot. So, what was it that turned you off?
Well, it was a normal date at first. You know, we sat down and we were talking about my job.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the conversation went from my job to sex.
Oh,
and
what?
Yeah.
What do you mean? How do you even make that transition?
I have no idea. All of a sudden, he started asking about me and my sexual experiences with other people and other women. And I was like, what? Where did this come from?
And just out of the blue, nowhere, he just goes down a weird sexual path on you.
Yes, out of nowhere. It just caught me off guard. I didn't know what to do, so I just went along with it.
Oh, my God, you did?
Yeah, I mean, what would you do if you were in my situation?
Yeah.
Like, he just started talking to me about multiple partners, and I was stuck. I had no idea what I was doing. It was like an out-of-body experience, really.
We talked to him, and he said that you guys both mutually started talking about all kinds of sexual stuff.
No. He definitely brought it up. And all I wanted to do was get out of there. That was all that I was thinking about. Like, how can I end this lunch so that I can, like, leave as fast as possible?
Why didn't you tell him that those are totally inappropriate questions during a lunch date and you're just not comfortable?
I mean, I guess I was so in shock about how the conversation just took a turn sexual.
That is so weird. We talked to him, and like I said, he was just like, oh, she started talking about it, and then we both started talking about it.
I had nothing to do with it, and actually at one point, he said, and I quote, oh, I'm totally into that. I'd be down for that. And I didn't even say anything sexual at all.
That is, I wonder what he was thinking he'd be down for. Wouldn't you love to ask him?
Oh, my God.
No, I don't ever want to talk to him.
That's
again.
A shame, because Henry's actually on the other line listening right now.
Oh, my God.
Henry.
He's on the phone?
Yes, he is. Henry, how are you going to explain yourself? What were you doing?
I don't understand. Like, I'm sorry, but, like, you were absolutely talking about sex stuff, and... You know, I mean, I hate to say it, but
Henry, never brought up sex. Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, what about all the bi talk, you know?
What?
Whoa.
The what?
You said you were bi. And so I was like, oh, you're telling me you're, like, opening up or something. I'm like, okay.
Oh, my gosh. No, I never said I was bi. Where did you get that from?
You said you were. You said you were bi-coastal. And so I just, you know, I mean, I started.
Oh, my gosh.
What? You said you were bi-coastal, like, 4 times. And
yes, I said I was bi-coastal. Bi-coastal is not bisexual. Bi-coastal means I work on both the East and West Coast.
Oh, my gosh.
Not bisexual meaning I have multiple partners. There's definitely a huge difference.
I mean, I thought it was like a slang term for that. Who says bi-coastal like that?
A lot of people say bi-coastal, Henry.
People that are bi-coastal.
Are you serious, Henry, right now?
Oh, no.
I don't know what to say. I thought that's what it was.
So you, like, launched into a line of questions about her sexuality because you thought that she was confessing to you that she was a bisexual?
Yeah, I guess that's what I thought.
Henry.
Yeah, bi-coastal is a very popular phrase for people that work on both the East and the West Coast. And so was it after she said that you were like, ooh, I'm into that?
She just jumped into it.
She kept talking. She kept talking about it. So I thought, oh, she wants to talk about our sexualities. Okay.
Henry, you are such a dumb I mean, come on.
And I don't know.
I
really genuinely thought it was like a slang term. I'm not an idiot, and I thought you were trying to ask me if I was into it. So encouraging. I'm not like homophobic or bisexual phobic or something.
Obviously not. You're actually very pro bisexuality, judging from your conversation.
Henry, either way, I mean, mix up or no mix up, you don't ask about sexual experiences on the first date.
Come on, Leslie, you can see that it was a mistake. It's almost endearing.
Thank you, I guess.
That's the word right there.
Hey, Leslie, would you like to go out on a second date with Henry? We will pay for it.
Yeah, come on.
On whatever coast you want to be on, you freak.
You know, Henry, I don't know that I can really look at you seriously anymore after our first date. I'm sorry.
Aww.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry too.
Sorry, Henry.
I wish you the best though, and now I hope that this was an educational experience for you and you can take this and into your next dating experience.
At least you learned a new word today, Henry. And just out of precaution, I just want a tricycle is a bike with 3 wheels, in case anybody ever brings that up, okay?
Yeah, I'll pass the vocab test now.